Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to adjust your clocks. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. With you together, a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know you're falling back. You getting used to the idea? Well, we get that extra hour of sleep, but it's darker in the afternoon. We'll talk about the pros and cons of all of that as we synchronize our watches and dive in with great music, including your timely Forgotten 45. And the cultural cacophony, too, inspiration, all of that good stuff, some birthdays to celebrate, and a little election reflection. And a big victory for Joe Biden, all of that coming up. And you in the mix, of course, that you're listening live. It is Sunday, November 7th, an early start, 10 a.m. out west, 12 noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Those that don't do the fall back, spring forward thing, synchronize your own darn watches, if you know what I mean. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. The Facebook page, Pop My Chat Box, available should you find yourself taking along for the live ride. And Twitter is 24/7 at AB Rights. All being helmed by the talented, ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy Aurora, there in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. You bet there's still time to dive in for fall savings, holiday savings, too, at Old Navy. And, of course, by PubNet, it's Arts, Culture, and Conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Busy week. We had, what, about four or five of them this week? Lots to talk about and still some catching up to do. This, by the way, is the one-year anniversary. It was November 7th, 2020, when, after four grueling days, the election was finally called for Joseph R. Biden. I know some folks are still trying to overturn the darn thing, but, hey, guess what? The guy got infrastructure done. Nobody done it in decades, including you-know-who. So we're building ourselves up better and falling back better, too. I'm here at Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. Best time for rock and roll.
Time is on my side, yes it is.
Classic from Jefferson Airplane on the Amy Beth Thorne-Cooey Show, and a belated happy birthday wishes to the groundbreaking frontwoman Grace Slick, who celebrated 82nd birthday earlier this week. Grace has given up singing, I think, some years back. She said it was a young gal's game, but has now devoted herself to painting. Very intriguing character. Of course, you know that famous story when Trisha Nixon was, Nixon was in the White House. His daughter Trisha, who had gone to Finch College, which, by the way, was a college in New York City my mother had attended, they were in the same class, Trisha and Grace Slick, and they invited her entire class to go to the White House, and Grace shows up at the White House with Abbie Hoffman as her date. I wonder how that went down. Intriguing indeed. Some timely classics, The Stones, Time Is On Your Side, with a wink and a nod to Bernie, and Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is, from Chicago, for Pearlie, for Kip, and for Simp, hearty your regulars all, thanks for taking along for the live ride, and Build Me Up Buttercup from the Foundations, and Joe Biden, of course, he got it through. Yes, he did. Yeah, through the infrastructure bill. That's part one, but that's a big part because you got the roads, the bridges, the trains, the planes, climate change provisions, and lots of jobs. So it's going to be good for the economy. Democrats, you got to go sell this darn thing. Tell people what's in it, not just the price tag. We saw how ugly the sausage making was, but let's talk about stories and how many people will be impacted and put some faces and stories and names. Let's get that going. And part two, which is the social safety net aspect of it in terms of health care, child care, elder care, et cetera. That stuff hopefully will get done, some sticking points with family leave, other things, and maybe a couple of those provisions, maybe if they can't come up to something with family leave, with mansion, et cetera, maybe they do that as a separate act. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll get it through. Biden is saying by Thanksgiving. It may not be. It might be the end of the year. But in any event, it's happening. Let's go out and sell the darn thing. And as we reflect on the election this past Tuesday, yeah, they lost Virginia. They had some hardcore right-wing rhetoric and, sloganeering about CRT, et cetera, and some missteps from McAuliffe, and, of course, this wasn't passed yet. Okay, fine. We eked out a victory in New Jersey. Let's take that. But we got to sell it. We have to work on our messaging, no question about it, and we can do it. And we got a lot of crazies on the other side. Speaking of the Rolling Stones, you heard about what happened this week when some of the QAnon crazies went to Dealey Plaza in Dallas waiting for JFK Jr. to reemerge. There's all this big talk that JFK Jr. is really Q and he's going to run and be Trump's running mate. I don't know who the heck started this. It makes no sense. Unfortunately, the man is dead for over 20 years now. But besides that, he also was from a very hardcore Democratic family and was a Democrat and a progressive himself. There's no reason to believe that if he is hiding somewhere that he is going to be teaming up with Donald Trump, of all people. Just think about that. But once you're over the edge there, you're over the edge. What can you do? Hey, anything, everything on your mind, please weigh in. The unofficial and scientific listener survey. What the heck are you doing with that extra hour that you got falling back? And is it worth it in terms of losing, you know, you're gaining an extra hour, but we're losing some hours in the end of the day when it becomes dark as night by 4:30. Ouch. Weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, available too as we celebrate a lot of birthdays of luminaries these days. And last month we celebrated Paul Simon, his 80th birthday, and this past Friday, November 5th, his partner in arguments, as he likes to call him, Art Garfunkel, celebrated his great 80. And hey, what a intriguing character he is, too. Oft underrated, but that voice, angelic, and certainly a man of New York, remembering, saluting, I should say, the great Art Garfunkel. Here's to a great 80, Art.
New York, to that tall skyline I come, flying in from London to your door. New York, looking down on Central Park, where they say you should not wander after. A heart that lives in New York, a heart in New York, a rose on the street. I'll write my song to that sea heartbeat. A heart in New York, a love in her eyes, an open door and a friend. Got money on your mind, and my words won't make a dime worth the difference. So here's to you, New answer.
must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City.
Grander than just like me. like me.
Show as we wrap up a little mini New York set in honor of Art Garfunkel's Grade 80 this past week on Friday, November 5th. Mm-hmm. Natives of New York, for sure. That great song from the Bridge Over Troubled Water compendium, we also heard from Suzanne Vega, New York is My Destination. Harry Nilsson, The Lord Must Be in New York City, with a wink and a nod to Felicia with some kind words via the PopNet chat box. Thank you so much for joining us, my dear. And Heart of New York from Art Garfunkel, his solo collection. Indeed, a native New Yorker. They grew up in Queens together. Tom became Tom and Jerry as teenagers, a pop duo, and then evolved into the great Simon and Garfunkel and their collaboration. Always amazed me. I mean, the sound, of course, together, so iconic, so recognizable, and his voice so angelic and such an important part of the work, of course, of Simon and Garfunkel. But in terms of the creative side of composing, Art Garfunkel is only credited with a co-writing credit on Scarborough Fair, and I always wondered, considering especially his lyrical sense, not just in singing, but also I think he published two volumes of poetry at some point, had a lot to say about a lot of things, including politics. There was a documentary that they made, I guess, during their peak of their initial success in the 60s, and they re-ran it a couple of years ago on PBS. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. And very fascinating. And by the way, they were oh so young looking, and he was a very good looking young man, for sure, Art Garfunkel in particular. But somehow didn't translate into the collaboration in terms of writing the songs, and I kind of always wondered why. He did have, and they of course do have a complicated relationship. They've always said that. They fight. They love each other. I mean, they've been friends. They're like brothers. So very interesting indeed. And then, of course, he had other things he wanted to do, other aspirations. He wanted an acting career, and he had a bit of one. Actually came on pretty hot for a while, Cornell Knowledge and Catch-22, and then it kind of fizzled. And he stepped away from the spotlight at one point for a few years. I don't know if anybody realizes this. He has a master's in math from Columbia, I believe it or not, and was a math teacher at a private school in Connecticut for a couple of years. Intriguing. Then went back in, embraced his solo career, of course, and you have you know, Angel Clare and all those other great albums, and just a great voice, but really was not into the songwriting so much, and I always wonder why. Interesting. But wrote his autobiography, and I just saw him recently in an interview where he talked about how sad it will be the day when nobody's listening to their music anymore. And I just thought, that's never going to really happen. I mean, yes, things fall out of in and out of popular favor, so to speak, but the music of Simon and Garfunkel is always going to be part of the American canon. I mean, it's etched in our cultural lexicon, our collective consciousness. So even as other generations come up, it's always going to be there. It's a classic American staple, for sure. And Paul Simon, of course, winning the Gershwin Prize for music. It's not going anywhere, Art. Don't you worry about that. Art Garfunkel celebrating his 80th birthday. Here's to a great one, Art. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, please weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, the unofficial unscientific listener survey. What the heck are you doing with that extra hour now that we fell back and it gets dark early? Are you worried about that either? Lucy says, probably eating all my leftover Halloween candy. Yeah, I hear you. They took a while in my neighborhood to come. I was on the phone with my sister around 3:30 last Sunday, and she said, did you get any trick-or-treaters yet? And I said, no, it's too early. And while I'm talking to her on the phone, she's getting a bunch of folks coming to her door, and I got a little nervous, got off the phone with her after 4. I'm waiting. They finally came around 6, and then there was a steady stream for about an hour and a half or 2 hours. So interesting, but it was cute to see all those great costumes, and we didn't do it last year, so I know the kids are raring to go, and especially the little kids are so cute and polite and sweet and everything. It's just fun, but some good costumes indeed. Anybody else on the time change? Karen says, hey, I find it calming. I don't mind when it gets dark early. Okay. Cynthia says, I don't love it coming home and when it's pitch dark, but it's a little better in the morning, and I am happy to have that extra hour, at least for the weekend. Fred says, hard to adjust, whichever way it goes, but we have no choice. And a lot of folks are saying, why the heck do we still do it? I guess, you know, that's a question mark. But they do. Mike says, when we talk about QAnon, the irony of the information age that has given new respectability to uninformed opinion. That is true. And Gregor says, you forgot to mention the whole Keith Richards deal with QAnon. Yeah, I meant to say that. After the John F. Kennedy Jr. didn't reappear at Dealey Plaza in Dallas, as they had hoped, they decided to go to a Stones concert somewhere nearby, and they were thinking that Keith Richards, they started this rumor that Keith Richards was actually JFK Sr. I mean, Keith Richards is old, but he's not that old. Anyway, it's bizarre at best, that is for sure. Crazy is crazy, and there's no cure for it, so says Hope. But Richie says, now that we're getting COVID under control, how about a drug company coming up with a vaccine to cure QAnon and white supremacy and racism? Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it? But they wouldn't take it, so it wouldn't matter. Crazy is as crazy does, that's for sure. It is the end of the Berkeley Show. Love to have you tag along and weigh in on anything, everything on your mind.
pulls in just behind the fridge. He lays her down, he frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van there. She took his ring, took his baby. It took him in, it took her nowhere. Heaven knows he's a bacon and a thing.
Oh, nice.
Sing with the young American.
When do we get to use the guns? No, and I'm not, that's not a joke. I'm not saying it like that. I mean, literally, how many elections are they going to steal before we kill these people?
We have metal detectors outside of the House chambers because of me.
Today, I'm calling for the creation of a formal commission to investigate the true origin of COVID-19, the role Fauci played in its creation, the false statements he made to members of Congress under oath, and why the hell Americans are funding the torture of puppies in Africa. Americans deserve the truth, and this demon doctor must never be allowed to escape justice.
Dr. Fauci would be right in there in the same room with people like Dr. Mengele and Dr. Zell, who worked for the Nazis.
My God, a parent did a Nazi salute at a school board because they thought the policies were oppressive.
God himself gave Donald Trump the strength and the courage and the wisdom to pardon me. On the morning I was arrested, at 6:06 in the morning, the night before I'd fallen asleep reading the Bible.
I'm constantly appalled and disgusted at how unqualified people are in Congress.
Well, just remember the key facts. The dossier was the Clinton campaign paying Perkins Coie, who hired Fusion, who hired Christopher Steele to create this fake dossier.
Randy Weingarten, who's the head of the most powerful teachers union in the country, she doesn't have a single child. If she wants to brainwash and destroy the minds of children, she should have some of her own and leave ours the hell alone.
Critical race theory is nothing more than state-sponsored racism.
There are a lot of communists that sit in our elected government currently.
I see Democrats who are envious of the Chinese Communist Party every day.
We need to get rid of this January 6th commission and replace it with a November 3rd commission.
And honestly, we have businesses that have been locked down in lives destroyed for over a year, basically say no COVID vaccine passports
made in China.
I'm gonna tell all you fascists, you make peace.
sloppy, we call them marching side by side. Marching cross the fields with a million fascists died your foul to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. All you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound. Take my union gun. Gonna end this world of slavery. For this war is one you're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Are you fascists about to lose? You fascists about to lose. You fascists about to lose. You're about to lose. You fascists are bound.
Complete impossibility.
Peter Noon. Peter Noon and Herman's Hermit. She's a must to avoid with a very happy belated birthday celebration to the ever cherubic Peter Noon, celebrated 74 candles in his birthday cake on Friday, November 5th. By the way, also his wedding anniversary. He got married in 1968 to his sweetheart, married over 50 years. Not too shabby by any standards, especially rock and roll standards. So happy birthday to a great guy, Peter Noon, who never seems to really age, does he? And Secret Agent Man, happy 80th birthday, another great 80 to Johnny Rivers, a songmaster from the 60s and 70s, Secret Agent Man. Wilco and Billy Bragg, all you fascists, this Lincoln Project rolls about the week that was with the craziness in the GOP from QAnon to conspiracies, etc., and Bowie's Young Americans. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means weigh in. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505 should you find yourself joining us live for the Sunday, November 7th ride. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available for those purposes. The unofficial unscientific listener survey, by the way. What the heck are you doing with that extra hour? And do you like the... It gets dark so early. Weigh in. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Anything, everything on your mind as well in terms of... the Build Back Better plan, let's sell it now. So says Jeff, you're going to get a lot of stuff in terms of infrastructure. You're going to get a lot of jobs, vaccinations, climate change provisions. We have to sell it and tell it. Like you said, put some stories and faces behind it. Exactly, I agree. And Michelle says, there is a difference. Let's be clear, there is a difference between spending and investing. Our tax dollars are meant to for protecting and building infrastructure, human capacity, and protecting the earth. For too long, trillions are wasted on a list so long and painful that it hurts. It's time to build back better versus make life worse for most people. Yeah, and frivolous tax cuts to the wealthy. The thing that I'm concerned about, and they keep saying that it's going to be paid for because the wealthiest and the corporations are going to pay their fair share, I'm not so sure about that because these folks find a way to get around it all with loopholes. You know, we had Chuck Collins on, who has been devoting his life to wealth inequality, talking about how much money these people spend to save money on taxes. It's crazy. It really is. But we'll just see how it goes and hope for the best. As we say, we're getting something done. Now we got to tell it and sell it. Exactly. And sometimes you need a break, though, and the way to sort of reconvene with your own creativity is to dive into a creative project and sort of re-embrace your inner artist. And folks are doing it with the Inspiration to Action Challenge. I love it when it happens. PD in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, just writes in, thanks to doing it. I got the nudge, and I'm writing again for real. Well, thank you, PD. That's kind of a cliffhanger. It's kind of cryptic, but I'm glad you're working it. I'm glad it helped you. Please keep us posted, and please keep going. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. And by the way, you're also giving other people permission to take the plunge into the creative well, and I always say that's the true fountain of youth. And once you dive in, you're going to want to stay there and keep doing it time and time again. On the other hand, you're a little push in the right direction. Let's start that creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me, but I'll need about 2 to 3 weeks to connect. Reach me via the website, amybetharkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed or just Google us. Hey, while you're there, you can check out my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available in paperback and ebook. You can also find some other goodies. And you can chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests. We do have links to the podcast and social media connections. It's a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. So speaking of birthdays and creativity, Joni Mitchell is also celebrating her birthday today. On November 7th, she's 78 years old, and she's been through a couple of tough years with her health, but boy, oh boy, you talk about a Canada music. Great stuff. Court and Spark, one of her masterpieces. I think there are several. And one of my favorite songs from that album, Raised on Robbery. Happy birthday, Joni Mitchell. I'm the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaf. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves.
oppressor. Rudy said anything you say, friends, yes sir. Don said now, Rudy said sure. What should I tell him? And Don said you're gonna go out there with a straight face and tell him I won. Rudy said where you want this shilling done? Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Don tweeted his big event at the Four Seasons. Tweeted then deleted for mysterious reasons. Don said go, Rudy he went. Wondering if the president meant Four Seasons, the hotel, or the other one. Between the porno store and the crematorium, Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Hey, go out and tell them we got a path. Never mind fairness, never mind math. Election fraud, that's a thing we can fix if we just get the voting out of politics. Go get them, Rudy, while I hide from everyone. Yes, Fred, consider it done. It's Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Rudy, he looked at the places next door. A crematorium and a porno store. As metaphors go, that one's hard to ignore. But somehow he managed and he told the press corps, this race ain't over, people, it's just begun. Press said they called, yay, Rudy, the race is run. Here at Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son. You're totally hosed, Rudy, pardon the pun. At Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son. Sounds like you're spreading manure. At Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping, son.
Instant classic from Roy Zimmerman, Four Seasons Total Landscaping on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, with Rudy G in the crosshairs of many lawsuits and legal troubles, and that landscaping company which got in the crosshairs because they had no reason to be, but they got that press conference held there. They have a documentary out. I think it's coming on, premiering on MSNBC. It's called the Four Seasons Total Landscaping Documentary. Check it out. It could be pretty interesting how they survived the scandal. They got some blowback. It wasn't their fault. They didn't do anything. But anyway, we'll see. Watch it. It might be interesting. Also, the Eagles, a live version of Already Gone, as we remember Glenn Frey, who would have turned 73 yesterday, November 6th. Sadly, we lost Glenn in 2016. But you know what? That music, it's indelibly etched into our cultural fabric. So the Eagles' music is so important, of course. And Joni Mitchell, she's got 78 birthday candles on her cake today. She is celebrating with, so many great songs, for sure. Raised in Robbery, just one of my many favorites. It's hard to pick one, but I love that album, Court and Spark, and that's a great song. And kind of have that robbery feeling when you talk about Rudy G and that whole group. I think Lev Parnas was convicted of tampering with finance, campaign finances. It's all these people, the best people. Remember that? Intriguing indeed. Hey, let's go around the social media horn one more time before we get out of here. The unofficial in front of the listener survey, of course, is what the heck are you doing with that extra hour now that we've fallen back? And are you worried about it being dark so early? Quentin says, I don't care about the darkness. I like it. And Frank says, I already did it. I ate the leftover Musketeers from Halloween. I hear you. Jill says, I'm sleeping either way. You can't win, so says Carlton. I like the extra sleep on the fallback, but I don't like the darkness. In the spring, you get more light, but you lose an hour of sleep, so it's a wash. Yeah, I hear you. And some folks say, why the heck are we still doing it? I don't know. Anybody else on anything happening in politics? Here's a good one from KJ. She says, the president, Speaker Pelosi, and Representative Jayapal better keep their word and start working to pass the entire Build Back Better bill now, especially if they want to give younger voters a reason to show up at the ballot box come November 2022. They need to pass this legislation ASAP. I hear you, KJ, and they will do it, I hope. They have to do it. It may not have everything intact. That's the problem. But if you can't get everything, take what you can and then come up with something else in another bill. You know, there's got to be some compromise. The sausage making is not good to watch, that's for sure. And, again, tell it and sell it. Let's have some stories about who's benefiting and how. Let's talk about the programs. Let's not just talk about the price tag. That's my take on it. And in any event, thank you so much for tagging along for the ride. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. If you miss anyone, hear it again. Follow the Andy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts. And be in the listen. We have select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, also now on PodStream. And don't forget, we can connect via social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth and the headquarters. And thank you so much. Please drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. And wear your mask when you have to. Vaccinate if you possibly can. And enjoy that extra hour. That's all I know. I'm going to leave you with a very classic from the great 80, Art Garfunkel. Take care. I love y'all. Come back and see us on the Andy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Showtime is over.